You may have noticed this little guy this morning.
Quack, quack.
That's the actual duck sound effect used for a whole bunch of years by legendary disc jockey, talk host, shock jock, I hate that term, Don Imus, who passed away just over a week ago. In an industry that, at least in these days, thrives on theft, lack of creativity, imitation, Don Imus was that rare, creative innovator. He was the first to do a lot, and he was also someone who was dedicated to making you care and get interested in things you might not have been paying attention to. Things that range from, remember one time when Russia shot down a commercial airliner. Imus was broadcasting on WNBC from Rockefeller Center during the show. He was absent from the studio. You heard records, the news guy, and just there was no Imus for a prolonged period of time. Why? He went down to Rockefeller Center, the ice rink where all the foreign flags were being flown, took down the Russian flag, for all intents and purposes, held it hostage, and found a way to raise money using the Russian flag to help the victims of that airliner that was shot down. Over the years, over $40 million for a variety of causes that he raised through radiothons. Imus was the first to reveal to the American public the shoddy, horrible treatment that our military veterans were receiving from the VA. He passed the ball to then-Senator John McCain, who took it to another level, to be sure, but without Imus, would we have ever found out about any of that? Did he have his faults and his flaws? Yeah, and certainly that time with the unfortunate comments about the Rutgers women basketball team, that was certainly part of the obituaries and the eulogies that Imus received over the days following his passing, with one important element that was missing from all those eulogies mentioning the Rutgers incident. For the most part, with a couple of exceptions, the Rutgers women accepted his apology. No matter what we do in life, I think we always want to strive to make a difference, to make people think, to make people care, to get something that is a general thing to be a standout worthy of interest. And if Imus did anything, that is certainly among his crowning achievements. He changed the way a form of media operated.